You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. Here's a story about changing your perspective on the road. America is a car country. We love them, we rely on them, until sometimes we dump them. Kyle Hill is a tech entrepreneur in Los Angeles who broke up with his car.
I've owned a car for most of my life. I had a car growing up. I got a car when I was 16 years old, and my dad was a mechanic. I'd gotten towed like twice in like a 2-month period, and I was dealing with insurance and I got a flat tire, and having a car was just a huge financial liability. With the kind of influx of all these ride sharing programs with Uber and Lyft and Sidecar and Get Around where you can rent your car, I started to do the math for myself and say, you know what? I think there's a crossover point. I believe there's a crossover point where it does make sense to only use ride sharing or bike to work and use other modes of transportation, not own a car. It was becoming such a pain to have that car. So I finally just sold it. And I recently wrote a financial model on my blog that compared car ownership with UberX, specifically in Los Angeles. Ironically, they're the market that's most reliant on cars, but it's also Uber's biggest market. You're going to spend 6, 7, 8 hours in a car in a week. And this is time that you're not being productive. You're not working. You're not thinking. You're not being creative. So one of the variables in the model, which a lot of people were kind of surprised that I even added, was the opportunity cost of your time. The cost ownership in a year I had was essentially a function of fuel, interest on the car, your insurance costs, your repairs costs, your taxes, parking fees that you're going to incur in a year, any tickets that you get, and then what we just discussed, the opportunity cost. So it's a pretty simple model. I think the biggest input is going to be miles driven per year. Just kind of fast forwarding to the end, I mean, I found this crossover point around 9,000 miles. And you can say the average American will drive about 14,000 miles in a year. And so unfortunately, for the average American, this doesn't make sense. You can't just ditch your car. But if you drive 9,000 miles or less, it does make sense to actually swap your car for these ride-sharing programs. What I've found personally is that when you don't have a car, you become more resourceful with rides. You know, you walk places you didn't think you could walk, and you don't become as reliant on this giant metal financial obligation. And I really like the fact that I had completely eliminated the possibility that I could ever have any more interactions with police in a motor vehicle. That was such a freeing thing for me to just know that I'll never have to deal with a DUI. I'll never have to deal with speeding tickets or being racially profiled. And, you know, when you get out to some rural areas, there is still prejudice still happens when you get pulled over. And I've been treated very rudely and had a lot of disrespect from a lot of the police. And I hate that. It's the lowest that I've ever felt as a human being when I'm pulled over and I have to succumb to this person who has so much authority and power over me. And it doesn't matter what they pulled you over for. It was very liberating for me to get in the back seat of a car and not be the driver and not have to carry this fear for police. And it's really changed my mentality around the police officers in the last 3 years. When I see police, I don't get this anxious feeling anymore. It's a little more liberating. So it's not just young black males. I think it's anybody that doesn't want to be bothered by the police. To eliminate all of those risks is a really nice feeling. I actually asked the Uber drivers what my rating is, and it's around 4.7.